What's going on, everyone? This is Alex Quinn, and you're listening to the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast. Today's episode, we have Marko Gojanović. What's up, man?
What's going on, Alex? How you doing, man? Thanks for having me.
Dude, I'm super excited to have you on here. We have a ton of friends in common. Didn't know much about you up until a few weeks ago. Now I know a whole lot. You're a hospitality entrepreneur. You've worked with some incredible brands. You've done some incredible things for people in Haiti. You have so many things going on, bro. This has been an episode that I've been excited for. So thanks for coming, man.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me. Excited.
So you're back in Miami now.
Yeah, I'm back in Miami. I moved back 2 years ago. I went out to LA for a year and a half.
Yeah.
Not knowing how long I was going to be there. Went out there for a really cool startup and ended up coming back to Miami. And I'm very happy that I'm back.
So did you grow up in Miami?
I grew up in Massachusetts for the most part. Okay. I was born in Croatia, and then okay. My family moved to the States when I was two. We moved to San Jose, California. Then when I was 8 years old, moved to Massachusetts. I spent most of my, let's say, teenage years there up till 18. And then I went to college at Clemson on a tennis scholarship. I was big into tennis growing up. And after Clemson, I was trying to play the tour. And moved down to Florida. I had a coach down here. I had a couple of good tennis friends down here. So I made the move down here and ended up staying.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I did notice that you had some background in tennis and you had some changes in your life, which I thought to be pretty cool because we had some commonalities there, right? When I went to college, I was on track to be an ER surgeon. That's what I really wanted to do. And I had a hand injury. And that injury just would get worse and worse and worse. And I never did therapy for it. So it would just hurt every time I, played guitar, did things with my hands. And I was like, man, how am I going to do surgeries, right? How am I going to do, make a career out of this? And then, the more I got into your content, I saw you play tennis. And then, you had a wrist injury, I'm not mistaken. So you had some changes in your career that you had to adapt to.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, my whole life, I was kind of like, oh, I want to be a tennis pro. And even in college, I was never like super serious about my academics because I was just always like, oh, I'm going to be a tennis pro. It was just kind of what I had in my mind. And then, college, you start getting a little injuries. I had shoulder injury. I had some knee stuff. I had wrist injuries that led to just two surgeries. And then that whole process is just not fun. 2-3 years of rehab, surgeries, pain, icing therapies. So it was a difficult transition to get out of. But at the end of the day, when you go through a lot of shit, you're just kind of like, all right, it's time for a new chapter. So that was an interesting part of my life.
Right. And around how old were you at that age?
I was 25 years old, 24, 25. I mean, I did about 2 years of, trying to play the minor league circuit to mixing with injuries and rehab. So that whole process was about 2.5 years before, I was kind of 25 and I basically quit after, my wrist was killing me the one last time and during a tournament, I knew that was my last match and I got off the court. I told my coach, I said, "Hey, that's it."
But you had really supportive parents, right? You mentioned that your parents have always been like supportive of the things that you want to do and your ventures.
Yeah, very much. I mean, my mom and dad drove me to, tennis practice every single day. They, it's a lot, it's a good amount of money to pay for personal trainers and tournaments and travel. And, they sacrificed a lot to make it happen for me and gave a lot of time. And they're, very supportive and very close to my family.
Got you, brother. Okay. So you're about 25, 26. What happens after this? After you see that, your injury is probably not going to, it's going to hold you back from maybe playing tennis. Like how do things start changing? How does your life start developing after that?
Well, it was actually funny because when I was, one of my tennis buddies who was, also in the similar kind of situation, but already phasing out of that, trying to play pro tour, he got into modeling down here and, he was kind of going to all these parties and I was just like very like in awe of the whole South Beach life. So I remember he took me out to this one like Wilhelmina agency party at Privé back in the day. And yeah. I walked in and like right away, like my whole head kind of spun around to this whole new life of, fashion, nightlife, entertainment. And I was immediately like, how do I get involved in this kind of lifestyle? And, that kind of led me into getting into some modeling. I was coaching tennis at the time, not really knowing what I wanted to do, looking for jobs, but not really like, had no idea what I wanted to do. And, but I knew I liked to party and, I spent a lot of time in my childhood playing tennis. So I didn't really enjoy normal childhood activities that other people did. And, you know, I kind of let loose a little bit. I was gotten a little bit into the nightlife game. I started promoting a little bit. I was modeling, I was traveling for modeling a little bit, but that was kind of not really sustainable when you're going out a lot and also trying to, you know, have a modeling career. And then I got into the nightlife scene, you know, and then that started becoming a solid business. I met a great partner. We started, you know, promoting a few parties. Next thing you know, we're doing about 8-9 parties a week, from hotels, the restaurants, the nightclubs, the lounges. And then, you know, all of a sudden you start making money. It's like, oh shit, this is pretty cool. Like, this is actually like turning into something. And then, you know, the amazing people that you just start meeting, and then, you know, just kind of start clicking things into place. And, you know, that's kind of how we started our entertainment company. And then, you know, things spread from there.
It's pretty cool to see though, because like, you know, at first you wanted to be a tennis pro and you wanted to do this, and you got a degree in sports marketing. But ultimately, a lot of those things that you learned during that degree, you could apply to the things that you're doing now and to the nightlife stuff, because, you know, it was sports marketing. But in general, marketing, you know, understanding crowds, understanding how to sell to people, understanding how to communicate to your people is very important. So it was a cool switch. Now, I saw that, you know, you work with some of the biggest venues in Miami, bro. I should have known you being a teenager. Dude, you've done some cool shit. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, I literally got to work at the best nightclubs in the world. You know, I consider Miami to be the hotspot of entertainment, nightlife. You know, everyone wants to be here. The energy is amazing. And to kind of be, you know, running the parties at these amazing venues was a really cool experience. You know, I got to see, you know, Set when it was amazing. Mokai, I mean, the Delano Hotel. I mean, there's so much. Live when it really started. Wall, you know, I was a part of Wall for a long time. So these are all the hottest spots in the world. The best people come there, the best clientele. So, I mean, it's just really cool to experience that and to show people a good time. You know, that was my favorite part is, you know, people coming into town, they want to come, you know, have some fun. They want to spend money. They want to get tables. They want to be around a good crowd. And you're the one kind of curating and orchestrating that. And it was a lot of fun, to say the least.
Right. And this is like, this leads us to the point in the conversation to where it is that I found out about you, which is a mutual friend of ours, Olivia Ormos, which we have an episode together here on the Hustle Inspire Social podcast. You guys, along with another partner, if I'm not mistaken, started Model Volleyball.
Yes, with Michael Malone. So Michael Malone, we had the entertainment company together that we started. It's called Your World Entertainment. And then we partnered with Olivia on Model Volleyball. We met her through some friends. We did one event. It went really good. We had an opportunity to do Model Volleyball when the event kind of stopped. It was a staple in Miami called Volapalooza. We took it on, put it on within a few months. It was a success, and we just kind of built it from there. And we had a 10-year run up until COVID, so it's been a little inactive. But it was a really cool, event that we got to do. You know, in the Hamptons, we did one in Los Angeles. Did a few in the Bahamas, and it's just an awesome lifestyle event. You know, we considered it like the sexiest event in the world.
I've been to one. So I know you guys started at Nikki Beach, right?
Yeah, the first one was at Nikki Beach. Then we moved over to South Beach and kind of started small. And then we ended up, you know, building a stadium, a whole stage. And then we moved it actually to the beach side so we can have more room. So there was a nice progression.
Yeah, man, it was a really good time. I remember the day I went, like the first time I went, Olivia invited me. I think it was like 2 years ago. I went with a few friends and I was blown away, man, because I had never been to something like that. I'm like, these people actually shut South Beach down. Like, there is so many people here. I had never seen something like that. There was people playing, like the models were playing volleyball, and there were sponsors, and there was a stage, and you guys had iHeart Radio out there. You know, you guys had the VIP section. And I remember looking back at content too, and you guys have had some of the Jonas Brothers, you have Travis Scott. So it's been an event that's picked up a lot of traction over the last decade, man.
Yeah, for sure. It was a lot of fun. We had a lot of awesome people, great performers. It was cool to have all the agencies involved in Miami, all the sponsors, amazing sponsors, and then, you know, the celebrity guest list and the VIPs. It was a special event.
Now, bro, let's talk, like, you know, all this shit is cool, right? The nightlife and the parties and, you know, celebrities and all that stuff. But I mean, I've been through the phase of living in Miami and just like going ham, you know? That shit takes a toll on your body, bro. That shit does take a heavy toll on your body. And I know you've, like, from some of the stuff that I've read that you're into, and, you know, how organized you are with your morning routines and your journaling and, you know, just being good with yourself. How has that changed, man, from being so deep into that nightlife and then taking on more of an executive role and expanding? How has that switched for you?
I mean, I love to train. I grew, I mean, I since I grew up playing sports, it was always like instilled on me in the discipline. So like I love training, and no matter how hard I partied, I was always training. But as you get older, like it starts hurting a lot more, and then you know you start gaining other interests. And I was like, shit, all right, I have to make a decision. Do I want to be, you know, tired and hungover all the time, or do I want to, you know, make serious business moves and like really take care of my body? And I mean, I remember, you know, when I was 35, you know, I remember I woke up after my birthday, like just with the worst hangover. And I was like, that's it. Like, I can't do this shit anymore. And I really started to, you know, take control over, let's say, drinking and, you know, trying to stay up as late and, you know, all the after parties and all the stuff, and really focus on, you know, trying to get rest, being healthy, hit the gym harder, trying to get my physique and health to another level. So it's super important for me. Then, you know, then I also got into meditation and to reading more and really trying to develop my mind and body and spirit. And I think that really helped me kind of set higher goals and start attracting myself to those goals. So it's been a process.
Yeah, that stuff is important. And, you know, I wish people would like figure it out sooner, right? I'm 28 years old. I just turned 28. And
young guy. Shit.
And I'm just trying to learn from people that have a lot of experience like you, and you know, just trying to do it right in my own way, right? In my own path. And I've learned that just reflecting, writing, reading is very important. And some people take pride and say, oh, I don't read, I don't do that. Like, man, if, you know, these people are taking 20, 30 years of experience and jam packing them into a book, giving you all the cheat codes, and you don't have to read 50 books, read one or two and then implement, right? It helps you stay grounded. It helps you stay communicated. It helps you stay informed. Helps you understand your business a lot better. You mean you could be reading you're a marketer, right? You could be reading a 20-year-old marketing book. Shit, man, you're gonna take a lot away from that book, even if it's not modern and digital marketing wasn't big back then. There's still principles and core foundational things that could really, really help. So staying educated is definitely very important, and I know that's important to you. So that's something I try to preach here a lot to people. It's like, figure out whichever way to educate yourself, whether it's Audible, whether it's a book, whether it's listening to a podcast, whether it's hiring a consultant, talking to your parents, somebody older. Like, always look to learn and be a sponge. And don't always try to be right, because especially like young guys with money and ego, and you start doing well, you think that you're right and everybody isn't. But it's very important to just stay grounded. And it could be easy to get carried away in a lifestyle of nightlife or entertainment for a lot of people in our industry. And it's really cool to see that, man, you have your routine going, you know, you go to, you know, you're part of this lifestyle, but you're still in tune with who you are.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like you said, you know, education and learning, it's, you know, that's how you grow. It's like the gym, right? You can, you know, go to the gym every day and you're going to see results. Like, same thing. If you start reading and learning and, you know, watching YouTube videos, documentaries, educational stuff, speaking to experts, mentors, I mean, you're going to grow tremendously, you know. And there's a reason that all the most successful people in the world read, you know, it's because they're continuously evolving, getting smarter and like challenging themselves to get better. So, you know, it's hard. It takes a little bit of discipline. It just takes you doing it, because, you know, before you would read 10 minutes, be like, oh shit, this is boring. Or, you know, you try to meditate for a few minutes, I can't do this. Like, but you know, you stick to it, you keep doing it, and then you'll see results.
Yeah. Consistency. I read a really good book for that called Atomic Habits, for people that have a hard time, like keeping up with good habits. You have any book that's changed your life?
I like, you know, Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill, but I love, you know, I read a couple of Tony Robbins books that really kind of got me into the whole process. So Tony Robbins is actually the first kind of guy that really inspired me. And I was like, fuck, okay, that this was really cool. He really captivated me with his energy and just the way he thought and, you know, helping set goals and really trying to achieve it and feel it. And that was a good start. Napoleon Hill is obviously amazing. The Secret was kind of also a game changer. You know, I read it before and didn't think much about it, but when I got more into, you know, law of attraction and manifestation, you really kind of start understanding it. But at first, it kind of seems like, yeah, this is a cool concept. It's a little hocus pocus, but if you actually like believe in it, practice it, make it a part of your routine, like you'll see tremendous results.
Bro, I stand behind it. Like, look, law of attraction, I believe is real. I don't believe that sitting at home all day waiting for something to come to you like you're some giant magnet is going to happen either, right? We all know that. I think it's a healthy balance of knowing where you want to go, setting intentions on where you want to go, and taking action towards where you want to go. And all those things cooked together give you a nice recipe. You know, they give you great results.
Yep.
And speaking of all of those things coming together, let's talk about what you have going on now, man. Like, how are things going with you right now? What's going on in Miami?
Things are going amazing. You know, I feel like I'm kind of like keep going higher and higher. You know, I was in a funny spot 2 years ago, and you know, I kind of went out to LA to, you know, left everything I was doing in Miami to go work for our company Music, you know, which we started out here in Miami. I took, you know, left the hospitality business, a great partnership with the W Hotel with K&R, and I left it all, you know, to go work for this company because it has, you know, had a lot of potential and promise. You know, there's still has potential and promise. But after that, you know, when I moved back to Miami, I was in this little funk because I expected something was going to happen that didn't happen. And all of a sudden I was like, shit, what the hell do I do? And it took me a good year to figure out. I tried a million things, you know, and I was like, all right, let's go back to the basics, not the basics, but you know, my partners gave me an awesome opportunity at Joya Beach, Chris Pacello and Mio Danilovich. You know, we've been good friends, and you know, they're like, dude, why don't you come do this beach club with us? And I was like, yeah, that could be cool. You know, let me go away for the summer and let me think about it. And you know, I remember being just in Europe and seeing some of the beach clubs, and I was like, wow, this is exactly what I want to do. And let alone, it's going to be a really cool platform just to network with the most amazing people. Like, it's not like you're working in a nightclub and it's loud, it's toxic. You know, you're outdoors, it's a restaurant, there's a beach club. So it's been one of the best things that's happened to me. You know, and I kind of got back into the whole hospitality scene and mingle and flow, in which I've met amazing people that awesome things are coming out of it. You know, and then I got into real estate as well. I always liked real estate, and I was interested in real estate, and I was like, look, I don't know necessarily if I want to be, you know, a realtor for life, or if I, you know, what I want to do with real estate, but I know I want to learn a lot about the business. I know I have a lot of amazing friends and clients that are always buying and selling real estate. It's a little more of a safer bet than, let's say, raising money for startups or, you know, different companies. And so I got my license, and, you know, I put some good work into it. Thanks, man. I have a great partner, Alejandro, who's taught me a lot of stuff, and some other guys in the real estate business as well. I'm with Sotheby's, so I signed with Sotheby's.
Wait, is that Alejandro from Billionaires Club?
No, okay. Different Alejandro. Okay.
Awesome, man. Awesome.
And yeah, I'm starting to see results, and I really like the business. And that's where I'm at right now. You know, just started an exciting crypto project we launched 2 weeks ago. So that kind of happened unexpectedly. And now, you know, I'm involved in that company as well, kind of running the partnership side and also being a co-founder. And my friend's the CEO and was like, you got to take this opportunity. This is going to be very good for us. So,
well, what I see is you're being a first mover there, because I mean, you got your real estate license and you're looking into crypto. Real estate is one of the first markets to be heavily impacted by changes in crypto, smart contracts, tokenizing. That's going to be big. So, I mean, you're going to be ahead of the curve there. And not only that, you have Joya, right? Your clients from real estate could come to Joya. Your clients that come to Joya could potentially purchase real estate. You can make connections. So it's a really healthy, I guess, like a ecosystem, right? For you to be able to bring people into both worlds. Why don't you visually break down for me the beach club for people that are listening and maybe haven't seen it or heard of it? This is something really unique in Miami, which I'm guessing is something that really, one of the main things that drew your attention. I had never seen anything like that in Miami or anywhere close. So why don't you give me a visual breakdown of what it's like to be in the venue? What do you see around you?
So, you know, when you're on the venue, you first of all, you feel like you're in some other destination, whether it's, you know, the Tulum, somewhere in the Caribbean, maybe somewhere south of France, Mykonos. It's a really special spot because you do sit on a private beach on Jungle Island on the bay. You're across the Venetian. You see the downtown buildings on your, you know, on the west side, you know, amazing lights, the skyline, the sunsets. And then on the right, you have the Venetian in front. And then on the right side, you know, you see South Beach, you know, you get a glimpse of the moon. You have palm trees everywhere under a huge tiki hut. You're on the sand. There's really nothing like it. It's such a unique property. You know, we have an awesome team. The food is great. You have different areas you can hang out. We have a lounge area, which is, you know, on the sand in front of the bar. And then you have the bar scene. Then you have a restaurant indoor and outdoor on the sand. And then you also have a beach area that you can kind of, you know, hang out, have drinks on. And then there's people that come on boats. So we have a tender service, boats anchor out. So there's constantly people zipping back and forth. You know, I consider it just like an awesome playground for adults.
Bro, you look so happy describing that. I love seeing that. That's really cool, man. That's really, really cool.
It's a dream project, honestly. You know, like, I've been in the hospitality business forever, and, you know, hotels are awesome. It's fun when you have an awesome nightclub. but just to have something where you can combine, you know, somewhat of a, let's say, lounge nightclub vibe, even though we don't really do that. It's more of a lounge on the sand. And then you have a restaurant that's, you know, high energy, the best clientele in the world. And you're on the sand by the water. There's not much like it. So it's special. You know, we take it for granted sometimes when we're sitting there every single day.
Right. Miami's a beautiful city to do this in. And honestly, it's really cool to see you guys have done such an amazing job with it, bro. Cause you know, you guys, if I'm not mistaken, you guys were just opening while pandemic was just taking off. And you know, that shit was difficult on the nightlife industry in Miami and in the hospitality industry. And it's so great to drive by now and see the place packed or see, you know, like how many people want to go there. I love seeing Miami thriving right now. And it's really cool to see people like you, man, jumping on these really cool ventures and like taking a risk, right? Cause it's a risk, you know, 2020 being in the hospitality industry, trying to go above and beyond for people is a risk. And, you know, there's one thing I don't want to leave out, man. Olivia told me to ask you about this. She told me to bring up your cold plunge talents. Let's talk about that.
Oh, my cold plunge talents. I'm not as cold plunge talented as her. She stays in a little longer, but no, luckily, you know, our gym, our friend, my partner's gym, Chris Pichello's gym and Mark Megna, they have a gym called Anatomy, and it's the number one gym in the world. I mean, I absolutely love it. I have a gym in my building. I still drive 10 minutes just to go to that building, just to go there. And they have an awesome spa that has, you know, steam, infrared sauna, cold plunge, a cold room, and also a hot jacuzzi. So the cold plunge is about, you know, 47 degrees, 45 to 50 degrees, depending. So everyone goes in there, you know, tries to stay in as long as possible. And I mean, I don't go that long. I'll do about a minute in there, sometimes longer, but it's challenging. But now, it wakes you the hell out, that's for sure.
Guys, I'm talking shit here because I spoke to Marco's partner, Olivia, before the interview. But all jokes aside, recovery, sleeping well, eating healthy, cold plunges, infrared saunas. Look at those things. Those things are good. And if they're within your reach and you could, you know, you could take part in doing things like that, it's good for your heart. I track, as you guys know, I talk about it on the podcast a lot. I track my health with a Whoop band. I track my heart rate variability, my respiratory rate, my sleep patterns. And it's very important to take care of yourself if you want to be a high performance entrepreneur. So if you could take anything away from this episode, guys, and what Marco's been saying is, you know, do stuff you love. You know, if obstacles are thrown your way, be resilient, push through. Make good relationships, take care of your body, put your body first, put you first, and just do good business. Am I right, bro?
Yeah, for sure. Look, and none of those things are easy, you know, but they become easy after doing them. You know, you just gotta, you know, one of my number one things is like, you have to set goals and you have to set targets and you have to figure out how you're going to get to those goals. You know, if your goal is to be super healthy, then you have to set high physical goals, food goals, body goals, you know, weight goals. And how are you going to get to those things? If, you know, those things include getting good sleep, going to the gym, being in the steam room, eating healthy, like you have to like really focus on that. It's a pain in the ass at first, but everything becomes a habit. You know, you think it's fun to go in a cold plunge or to sit 10 minutes in a steam room. No, but it actually becomes enjoyable. Like, once you go through the hard part. So everything's like breaking through that, like they say, the black door, you know? So everything's hard, 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 because that's how our minds and bodies are meant to be. But once you kind of break through that, you're like, oh shit, it's not hard anymore. Like, okay, let's go to the next challenge. And then you get used to like attacking those challenges and it gets fun, you know? You're like, all right, I've been here before. I know it's not easy to get through here, but like once I get through that, and then it's like, all right, now I'm on the next level.
Yeah. You're leveling up, and as long as you're standing on a rock solid foundation of good habits and a healthy lifestyle, you're going to be solid. Well, look, Marco, I really appreciate you being here with us today. I know you got a busy day and we are very excited to launch this episode. Guys, you'll hear this on your favorite streaming platforms. You can check it out on YouTube. You could go to the show notes on hustleinspireshustle.com/podcast. Find the episode, find Marco's social medias, find links to the projects that he's worked on, learn more about him and connect with him. And make sure that you share this episode with somebody that you care about. If you got any value from it, share it with them. You know, this is how we grow the community. This is how we get the message out there. This is how we get other entrepreneurs to learn from these wisdom nuggets and ultimately be able to do great business. So Marco, thank you for being here, man.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. If anyone wants to reach out or have questions, feel free to DM me. Everyone take care. Go after it.
There you have it, guys. It's Marco Gajanovic, Alex Quinn, Hustle Inspires Hustle. See you on the next episode.